It's fine.
All right, so welcome back to episode 2 of Basements and Bosses. Basements and Bosses.
Hello.
You're not
slurping excitedly.
Stop. This is the second time we've gone through this intro, and they've done it the same exact thing. They've done it the same exact way. So,
I'm already almost out of water.
I'd rather too. You guys are slurping.
Drinking your water.
I'm gonna need to pee halfway.
Hydrate or dihydrate, okay?
Or hydrate.
Hydrate.
All right.
So
are we gonna just go right into this? There's no lollygagging.
Just a quick little recap of what we did last time.
Yeah, which was yesterday.
Super quick.
So super quick. Well, not super quick. I'm gonna actually narratively do it right and do it justice, but not like half an hour of backstory.
All right, do it. Hurry up, really quick.
So you all started out with your own freaking pamphlets from wherever the hell you guys came from, which is your own backstory, and I don't care about it. I'm kidding. But you all came into Passion with a man named Davey, and he dropped you off at this little bit of mess of shops. Mess of, tents that were put up, and you guys went through, you bought a donkey.
Enrique?
Yeah, Enrique the donkey.
Enrique!
And you talked to a lizard man and stole a potion from him, and ended up finding out that he's just a big scum guy that's trying to
get
money.
So it's okay that we stole from him.
Yeah, so it's completely valid that you stole from, merchants, I guess. You then finally went into Fashion, and you were deciding whether to go to the Five Dragons Inn or to what you guys have determined to be Riches and Bitches.
Oh, yes, Riches and Bitches.
Which is called the Outpost, but is now
Riches and Bitches.
A Riches and Bitches lingo between travelers, I guess. Which I am 100% down for, and people have already started picking up on it because it's such a classy name. They have yet to implement the bitches part, which is kind of...
We'll get to there, though. We'll get to there. We already got Enrique.
Oh, that was... No, he's a donkey, not a dog. Okay.
He's also a he.
So...
How do you know that?
Yeah, after... You guys will have to check later. So after going...
I'm 3 feet tall, I can see right underneath him.
Yeah, after sneaking your way to the front of the line...
I walked right up there.
Being the ballsy man, just walking in front of him, doing the biggest power play I think I've ever heard of in D&D.
That's just how Elliot is.
You ended up being the only three from that side of the line to get in, crushing this man's heart, and eventually getting in, getting assigned, getting shit-faced, and then
that was just me.
Yeah, meeting party member is the best way to put that.
He's never fucked in his life, so I don't think he has any good.
He's a paladin. Why would paladins literally are like not
paladins
sex
are mega
boys?
Virgins.
Yeah,
they're
mega virgins.
Yeah, the mega virgin. Oh god,
that's messed
up. What was
up.
His name?
I'm trying to find it because I had
if
it.
It's not if you can't
Reynolds.
Find the name in Chad.
Yeah,
Reynolds. Yeah, Reynolds. Yes.
So Reynolds because Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
why did I not think of that, man? Okay, so Reynolds, the paladin in some beefy armor. And you guys all being level 1, him being a level 2 by their standards, because you have to level up through their system instead of, actual...
Still a level 1 character?
He's not a level 1 character, he's a level 3. You guys don't know that, though. But yeah, he's just a beefy guy.
I rolled a 20
cool.
to eat this cookie.
Thick boy.
God damn it, get out of here. Okay, but he ended up giving you one of his higher-end quests, which was a dungeon mission of just clearing out and retrieving a chest. You all went on your way talking about Riches and Bitches and so forth, and eventually ended up getting there and going down this massive flight of stairs, only to find that the dungeon itself had been completely vaporized, leaving nothing...
The chest.
Well, yeah, the entire dungeon, which is
Plot point.
Yeah, which is miles and miles long. You can't see the other side. You only see the glowing rings of the chest that's in a singular pillar in the middle. And that's where we are kicking back off. So
I rolled another 20 to eat this cookie.
You got the natural 20s.
You rolled 2 natural 20s?
In a row.
For cookie
eating. Yeah. Dude, you understand. He gets advantage. As you guys are all here, your only source of light is the singular torch. And whoever has dark vision,
I don't believe I have dark vision.
Yeah, what would goblins, I believe, do?
Where do you? Why is my walking speed 25 feet? I'm a light foot halfling.
Because you're a halfling.
Oh.
You have short, stubby legs.
That makes sense.
You're half the man.
I guess goblins do. Sure, goblins will have dark vision. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Goblins have dark vision. So yeah, you guys are all standing at the edge. Well, besides for Reynolds, who is like collapsed to his knees, kind of in a moment of instant shock. He then proceeds to get back up and walk next to the rest of you. What would you guys like to do?
Well, I'm gonna pat Reynolds on the back and just be like, "It's okay, buddy. The chest is still there. We can still get to it."
I don't think we should. He's like, he doesn't know what to say. He's like, he's sitting there like, if that chest caused all of this, let's just get it and get out of here.
Well, yeah, that was the plan in the first place.
Yeah, wait, how would the chest have caused all of this? It's a fucking chest.
I was more thinking about the artifact.
I was thinking more of what was inside the chest.
Oh, it's Pandora's box.
I want to see that.
you're like, man, that chest has a lot of damage.
Yeah, damn, that's
I wonder what's inside it.
That's a mimic.
It's Pandora's box.
Whenever I thought of Pandora's box before I knew of Pandora's box, I'm like, oh, Pangea. The entire crowd. I don't know why.
Pangea's box.
Or like a SoundCloud of like Pandora the music app, which I found really dumb.
Okay,
because
you know,
I never knew.
10 out of 10.
But yeah, what would you guys like to do?
I would like to cast Identify on that.
You are way too far away from the box.
Okay.
The box.
What is that diameter of this?
How far away is it?
It's not. It's almost a clean circle all the way around.
But
with some bits have fallen.
So whoever did this with a mathematician.
The radius.
Is there an obsidian ring around it?
It's not an obsidian ring.
Yeah,
no.
There's something around it.
The earth around it has been completely hollowed in a perfect circle from the people that have dark vision can see. It's about 150 foot radius.
That's
yeah.
Big.
Radius?
That's yes.
Big.
That's 150 foot
Jesus.
Radius. It is a big. Because it's a dungeon.
Isn't that long?
No, yeah, because it's
still
a,
underground.
What?
How is it like underground?
Because it was a deep stairway. It was a deep stairway.
It's deep.
I didn't explain
it's
that.
It's deep.
Pretty high on that pole thrower.
Yeah. No.
No.
Hey, anyone want to just yeet me over to the box?
150 feet.
150 feet.
Is anyone strong enough to yeet me 150 feet? I'm very small.
I'm smaller than you. I'm
a
halfway.
You are, but I'm thinner than you.
I like you.
Are you?
You fatty.
How do you know?
How much do you weigh?
I don't know.
Less than you?
I lift up his shirt. I see rolls.
No! I'm a monk. I'm fit.
That's just beer belly, okay?
I'll have you know there are unfit monks.
Yeah, like Bo Retro. He's literally a drunken, like... Bo
he's
Retro.
He's not a monk.
From Mortal Kombat.
He's a karate master.
No, he's a drunken master. God.
No. That's Billy it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, let's
yeah.
continue.
So... You off the bat know you cannot throw yourself that far.
Obviously, I can't throw myself. I can't even lift myself.
No,
do you
guys
have ropes?
No one can throw. You can put
ropes
down the side.
You want to rope down the side?
It's kind of steep as it goes down, but then it's kind of edgy.
Well,
we can
you have a sword. Just hit your sword into the wall and slide down.
You know what we could do? I could baseball you across the thing with the flat side of the sword.
That'll kill me.
So yeah, as you guys are discussing, the only lights that you can see, especially with dark vision, is the chest has glowing like bands of gold.
Of course,
that
all
emanate.
Magic items.
There are bits of like skeleton and spider debris, and some of them are still alive at the bottom of the pit.
That's
not
disgusting.
A lot, but it's like there's some crushed souls. So like the skeletons that have been possessed are like, you know, their souls are like kind of floating away. So a lot of them are dead, but there are still some that are like hanging on and alive. So if you want to go down there, you will still have to fight stuff, but not nearly as much as you originally planned to fight.
What if, okay. Listen, could we like grapple to some sort of ceiling and then swing across to the chest?
I have a crossbow. I could shoot it just choo, right into the ceiling.
I don't know if that would hold us up.
It is perfectly like almost perfectly smooth. So there's nowhere really to throw the grapple.
Well, I mean,
if I just shoot it into the ceiling,
what if we grapple the chest?
It is a big chest. So you could.
We are big men.
You could grapple it and like drag it, but then it'll come off its kind of small pillar, which by the way, it's only big enough for like a person to stand on, or you could climb the side of it kind of thing.
What if we shield surf?
Down the side, you could totally do that.
Wait.
You get a much farther distance, yeah.
What if I just shoot a rope to the edge of it and rope walk across it?
Yeah, we can rope walk across it.
We're doing that. We're rope walking.
Okay.
I will shoot an arrow from my crossbow at the exact point of where it's sitting.
Okay.
Like, on that like pillar.
Yeah, so you're going to shoot at the chest or at the rock itself?
I'm going to shoot at...
Because you can pierce wood with arrows. You can't really pierce stone with arrows.
Well, I just have to hope the chest is heavy enough.
You can try.
I will for sure try to shoot the chest.
Okay,
I will roll
to hit.
Roll to hit that chest. I got a solid 11.
Solid 11. From your distance, you manage to shoot. And it arcs across, and as it hits the chest, it scrapes off the metal, like the metal bars that kind of secure the outside of it to support the wood, and it's goes off.
Okay, I'll fire again.
You still have it's the rope, right? It's the rope arrow, so you can like pull it back.
Okay, I'll pull it back. Sure, I'll pull it back.
Question: how long is the rope?
It's 50 feet.
It's 130.
Do you want to combine our ropes?
Oh, well, considering what just happened, you have an arrow and a rope that just flew across.
Okay.
It's just gone now. There's part of the rope laying across the chest, but you shot 50 feet on 130 feet.
Check your inventory. You probably have a rope.
So you just...
Fuck.
It's fine. We have more ropes.
We have more rope? Okay.
You have a rope. Let me check. And he goes into his inventory. I have this. And he pulls out silk rope, which is like much nicer than your rope. And it's...
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's thinner.
Is it as strong?
It's thinner. It's stronger. And it's a lot more. So like... You 50 feet in comparison to like 100 feet kind of thing.
Ooh, okay, so I say we put our rope towards the end of it, because if our rope breaks, then we're really close to it. Because if his rope doesn't break, then we're fine. Because it's longer. So use the finer rope for the longer distance and then the not fine rope for the shorter distance.
Okay.
If the rope breaks, we're still really close to the chest.
Oh, yeah. Should we get some kind of safety mechanism so if we fall, we don't die immediately?
You won't die immediately. It's not that deep. Well, it's 150, like, feet.
Almost. Then I had an idea.
What?
Okay, what if we attach the rope to the rock face on our side, higher up, okay? And then shoot it to the chest.
Okay,
and then zip line.
You
know what? Let's do that. Let's zip line.
Okay, well, yes,
that's a lot easier
so
than climbing.
You're tying your ropes together. Okay.
We're tying those together, and then we're going to put one rope like on this, like a little bit higher up, and like nail it in. I have a hammer and nails.
Yeah,
so
okay. Roll the hit.
Come on, Josiah.
Wait.
7 plus something. 7 plus.
12.
12?
12.
Okay, so shooting at the chest. Again, this time it hits the gold, and there's kind of like a spark. It hits off again. So you re-roll. So
re-pull, and I'll roll it again.
Yeah, there are sparks that come off of the chest.
Use the nacho bowl.
Yes, I'll use nacho bowl. Nacho bowl gave me a fucking 11.
I'm going to say that over the course of like, how long do you want to do this? Until you do it?
Until I do it,
okay,
yeah.
So roll.
And I'll keep
roll,
changing arrows.
Yeah, roll two more. Roll two more.
That time I got an 18.
18? Okay, so I'm going to say over the course of, like, a good 15 minutes, you're like, fuck! And you bring back in, and it's like a, fuck!
Okay.
So eventually, you get one that, like, sticks in and becomes caught with the chest. It doesn't move at all. It's like a, but not, like, enough for it to move. Like, you see the rock move, but the rock is kind of, like, embedded around the chest.
Whoa. We should use the lightest person just in case. So I think
I can just take my equipment off. I'll just give you guys my equipment because that's what weighs the most.
Reynold has an idea and he's like, well, we could use this. And he pulls out this scroll and he's like, I have multiple uses of it. If this makes it easy, we could use this. And he has a scroll if anyone wants it. It's a scroll, Featherfall. So it can make people lighter. I didn't think it would come into use here, but...
I can definitely use the Featherfall and I'll sneak across. What's your what's your acrobatics and dexterity and athletics?
I would like to join whoever, just in case something goes wrong. I can help you out down there.
Six. You're going across.
All right. So I'll go across then. Okay. Reynold is joining you. He's going to use the scroll on himself so that his plate armor is really light.
So he's going to go with me?
He's going to go with you. Because okay. he's really in, like, making sure that it's secure, and if something goes wrong, that he is in the fight.
Okay, I'm going to take off all my heavy equipment except for a satchel and my clothes.
Are you taking off your armor then? Your armor doesn't weigh that much as a monk.
You don't
have armor. So what are you? Okay. So you're just taking off like the bear's.
Basically, I'm just like I'm basically just like dumping out my satchel real quick.
Okay, just dumping it like at the base of the stairs. There's like a little pile of your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and I tell I go to Kor and Lynx and I say, if you steal this shit, I'll know.
And I kind of wink at him. No, you won't.
And then I grab. I think I'm just gonna grab like my crowbar. Maybe I think I have a crowbar.
Okay. I believe you did because you're a thiefy boy.
Yeah, I have a crowbar. So I'm gonna Elliot grabs the crowbar and then he jumps up and
okay. Make an athletics check.
How about acrobatics?
If you want to balance across the rope, yes. Like you know, kind of tightrope walk it.
I say you type if that makes it better.
That would be more of acrobatics, and athletics would be more of like taking a shield or something and like sliding across it. The AC it's gonna or not the AC it's gonna be a lot harder to tightrope across it than to slide it swing across it.
Okay,
what do you think I should do?
It's your call.
It is your call.
I'll do the zip line.
With your like quarterstaff, you can easily do.
I'm gonna scream if you just die.
I won't die.
Roll into the taco roll, and I'll roll with advantage for my boy because he's fatal.
That's a 9.
It's a 9?
That's a 9. Looks like you're 9 doing it.
I get it. It's pretty funny. Just
okay.
You can fuck off.
Okay, so
sorry.
Believe.
So okay, swinging across, you guys both. He uses like his halberd itself and kind of. Down the middle, and you're using your quarterstaff, and both of you, you're going pretty well for the most part. Nothing. There's like a bump every like. Actually, no, it's one continuous string. So there's nothing until you go from where the silk string hits the silk rope hits the normal knotted rope, and at that moment the rope breaks in half, and you guys are now falling. I need you to roll. I guess that'd be another athletics check.
For what? Can I roll
or an acrobatics check?
Can I roll to like grab the rope?
The small bit of rope? Yes, you can.
Roll
to
fucking run into the rock.
That'd be a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Okay. Acrobatics as well. I'll roll acrobatics. Where this guy's gonna slowly fall.
Yeah, slowly fall.
He's
down.
Gonna just gently.
I hope he doesn't die. That's a 15.
A 15? Okay, so as you guys are both falling, he is he's before you, and he just and he's not like plummeting at a fast rate. He's like with his feather fall.
Can I like say what Elliot does?
Yeah,
Elliot's gonna.
You make it by the way.
Yeah, sorry. he's gonna fall. He's gonna start falling, and then he's gonna jump off of Reynolds.
<What? laughs>
No.
So
it's fine because he falls slowly.
You start falling, and it's kind of like he's in space. So when you push him, there's like some give, but enough for you to like jump up and grab the rope and swing. And you thud against the stone wall.
And from a distance, I was like, "You fucking moron!"
I turn back around and say, "Sorry, man."
He's like,
and I just,
"Okay," and now he's looking down, and there's like spider noises and some clanking and stuff that you can hear from down there. There's some.
All right, dexterity check. We're sliding down this fucking
yeah.
bitch. We're sliding down. We gotta go get.
Okay.
We gotta go help Reynolds.
Yeah.
Because your dumbass wanted to.
he was gonna fall anyways.
Yeah. Roll acrobatics checks. Were you guys sliding down?
Do I just climb up the rope then?
Yeah, you can climb up.
16
plus
3. Okay. That's not the right thing.
That is.
I'm trying to get to the right.
That's a
D12. That's a
D12. Oh, no, it's okay. The D20 isn't there. What?
Oh, no, he might not have
just
one.
Just like, goddammit.
Okay, here's a D20.
One of my many god here. D20s.
What's your athletics?
So you sliding down, you're able to keep your momentum. So like you use the momentum of sliding down. You have a shield? You don't have a shield.
So, I do not know. I'm just gonna slide.
So yeah, you slide down and they're able to catch yourself and roll and use that momentum to still have your 30 feet of movement. So you're like 30 feet closer.
Okay.
What am I looking for? Acrobatics.
Yeah, acrobatics.
Ten.
So ten. Okay, so I thought it was a seven. As you're sliding down, you stumble and you kind of skid across the ground, but are able to pick yourself up. So I was like, hop up.
Graceful.
No,
dude, it's
but
so
yeah,
graceful.
You still get your momentum, but like the skid is kind of like, you don't take damage, I guess, from like bashing your head, but you don't get any movement is the thing. Okay, so you're 30 feet ahead. You're climbing the rope. Randall is slowly falling, and as he does, he does this little action with his hands, kind of like snapping the hellbird stick, and there's a faint holy glow from it as he slowly falls.
Him below
like,
is just
guys,
demons.
A little assistance here. He's kind of there's like
demon of noises.
Yeah, weird noises. So are you continuing to like?
I'm just gonna sprint for him. I'm coming. I got you.
Who has the torch?
No, I have a torch.
You have the, okay. So you're coming down. Like, I'm coming. You're running after him.
This is a little 4'3".
Okay. I want you to roll a perception check as you're running through, and you, if you're following, to also roll a perception check.
I got a 12. 11 plus one.
12. Okay. So yeah, as you're running through, as you're running through, you see the faintest bit, like as if, I don't know, you rolled a 12 and he also rolled a 12 for stealth, kind of that kind of thing.
Oh,
where
shit.
As you're running by, you see like faint glowing green, like beady eyes that are like waiting for you to pass by, and you don't like, you see the eyes and they're out of the way, so you continue running until you notice that there's a shimmer when you have the torch, a shimmer across the ground.
It's a fucking tongue.
No, like a shimmer of like a string kind of like reflection.
Oh, fuck.
You know, that kind of thing. Like silk.
Okay, can I roll an acrobatics check to just
you,
fucking
you,
yeet
you
over?
Can jump over? Okay, yeah.
I want to roll acrobatics check to yeet over that. I got a 5.
Okay, so what do you roll for your perception check?
I'm
going to die.
Okay, so Adam, looking around, you see him running in front of you, and you see him jump, and not jump like. Not in time kind of thing. So where you jump, you think you make it, and then it gets pulled tight and just into the ground.
Son of a bitch. All
right, and you're continuing to run up on him. So
yeah. You better save my ass, please.
Patrick, as you're climbing the rope and you look behind you to see your friends running towards you, you see there's a spider that was waiting up there for you and two skeletons. I'm going to see if any of them fucking hit you.
I hate spiders.
Does an 18 hit you?
18 fucking destroys me.
18 hits you? Does a 14 hit you?
Just by one. Okay.
Damn it. Okay, well.
You're pretty low armor class.
Because I'm not meant for armor. Yeah.
Well, okay. Artificer.
So you take four damage as two of the skeletons that have been waiting for you just into you.
Oh, my fucking leg.
Ow. Okay. You are now within, like, line of sight. That counts as stealth. I want everyone, including you, to roll for initiative.
What am I going to do?
Oh, well, to see, like, you climb the rope or help them. Just so you're in the initiative order, so we know when you're going.
Rolling for
stealth.
I have a
12. No, initiative.
I got 17.
17?
Initiative, you roll a d20. Plus your initiative bonus.
Alrighty, so... Pencil.
D20.
A d20 plus your initiative, which is usually dexterity. So,
which is real 18. Nice that mine's plus 3. You got 18?
Aw, damn it, I got 17.
All right, so...
Ben, do you know what I realized about this?
What?
There's, like, no way for me to get back.
No, you can go with them. Oh, yeah, there's no safe way back.
Yeah.
There's no safe way back.
Okay,
and you should probably just drop.
No, I was just gonna, like, chill on the top of it until you guys get back.
That's a dick move. That's a real big dick move.
I know.
Like, not even, like, a big dick
move.
So
you're not even gonna assist him at all. You're just gonna, like, you guys are doing great.
he's gonna roll for motivation.
Alrighty. So,
yeah.
Starting at the top, 25 to 20 for initiative. Anyone? No? Okay. 20 to 15.
Yes.
So
17.
17 and 18.
Okay, and then Patrick. So we know how it goes.
Well, I okay, by the way, names, core is 19 or 18?
18.
18. And then
Winx is 17.
And then
Elliot is 12.
12. Okay, so 11. So you're actually right here. Okay. So
I love you, Patrick, but you're a bitch.
Okay,
it's,
so
it's
I'm an
Elliot.
Asshole.
Elliot's an asshole. Okay?
No, you're just an asshat, man.
Okay, so that was kind of this stealth attack round. So at the top of the order, Core, what do you want to do? You have you're about 20 feet away from where Josiah is, and you can see that there's two ridges, kind of like where stone has collapsed from the ceiling, and that two skeletons are up on each side and have just shot Winx. And
shot me in the ass.
Also a spider that like has webs that is whipping out.
Okay.
You have 30 feet of movement.
Please don't let him jizz on me.
Please don't jizz.
Please.
No. Don't jizz on me. I beg of you.
I beg the spider.
I beg of you.
Please.
Okay, I don't have my dungeon tiles at the moment.
That's all good. We I think if you just give us the
feet.
If you just give us the feet, the not the feet, we should be good.
Yeah, the feet. Okay, and then it's yeet. Yeet. Okay, what do you want to do as we're setting this up?
Would it be possible? Well, he's 20 feet away, right?
Yes, you have 30 feet, so you can get close enough to get up the hill.
Would it be possible for me to run up to where he is and attack one of the skeletons?
The skeletons aren't next to him. They are actually up the hill. Like, they're up the bit. Here, I'll explain this in 1 second.
Cool, here, and we are back because we had a quick break that was
hello.
Really fast, and no one knew anything.
Yeah, yeah, we're just clarifying things, and someone called,
so
he's making it
like,
very obvious what's going on.
I'm assuming I'm right here.
So yeah, you are prone right there, and there's a spider.
I'm on sideways.
There's a spider.
Oh, I hate spiders.
And there's skeletons, and you are coming in from here, Core, and Winx is there, and you're there, and the paladin.
Right
Reynold.
There.
Is that him? No, that's
me.
That's you.
That?
So that is
Wait.
You're
yeah,
over
this
here.
Is, this is me. This
so is that the so you're here. You're here. You're there. You're there. And this makes no sense to an audience, but it's set up so it's enough. Okay, so what would you like to do as you are running up and seeing your friend trip and then get shot with arrows? Which, by the way, they're both at disadvantage because you were fallen prone, but they still, like, rolled 13.
My fucking
no,
knee.
No, like an 18 and a 16 or something.
My fucking knee!
My knee! Shot in both knees. Okay.
Not an adventure anymore. Can I use Eldritch Blast at one of the skeletons?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Skeleton.
Skeleton.
Yeah, a roll to hit. And it's plus your charisma modifier because you cast spells.
Mm-hmm. Your spell attack modifier.
Bum bum ba bum 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 ba bum 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 ba dum bum. Dump
is good. Dump
bum
bum
bum bum.
15.
So 15. Alrighty. So, but yeah, 15 hits him. Roll for damage. You know the Eldritch Blast damage on that. It's not a D20. It should be like a D6. Is it?
The damage for Eldritch Blast is 1d10.
1d10? Oh, cool. So,
no.
D10 looks like this. It has zero.
It's the diamond, kind of, or the bigger diamond one.
Yeah. With
so, yeah, that one, and then plus whatever.
Plus nothing.
So, just a 5?
Yeah, just
a
5.
So, just 5? So, yeah, as the skeleton starts to draw another arrow, you just poof, and whip it over, and his like, kind of his rib cage is just poof, kind of disintegrates and is like, broken apart and goes flying as your blast goes flying past. Now he looks over to you and is like, he doesn't say anything, but there's like the rattle of bones as he points over to you and like notifies the other skeleton. Okay, now it is the spider's turn and Winx's turn on the same roll. So I want you to, actually, what's your dexterity?
My dexterity is 17.
17 plus, meaning?
Plus 3.
Okay, so you go before him because your dex is higher. Okay, so what would you like to do?
I would
you
like.
You use half of your movement to get up, by the way.
I would like to just spontaneously, just out of fear, yeet a fire potion or yeet alchemist's fire down at my feet.
At your feet?
At my feet and like jump up and just jump away. Oh. It only has a radius of 5 feet.
Okay, well, where you are, it won't hit anyone. Like,
oh, okay, I want to hit the spider. I'll throw
it at
the spider.
You can throw it at where the spider is because the spider is right next to the skeleton.
I'm going to throw it at the spider and the skeleton.
Okay, so you're going to as you fell to the ground, you make the potion and you kind of like roll over and toss it like over your head. It's like you're still on the ground. You just roll over and toss it to where you know that the skeleton is.
And then I'm going to use bonus action.
Yeah, roll to hit him first. Yeah.
I got 17 to hit.
17? So yeah, 17 hits. I believe, or do you have to make a dex save for Alchemist Fire? You know,
because
it hits them if you're gonna. Yeah, so I'd say until we know, you throw it at the spider and it hit the spider with that the way you're using it.
Yeah, let me see your phone.
So which is fine. So for the moment, that hits and roll for Alchemist Fire damage, which I believe is a d6.
One second, let me.
Yeah, this is the learning part. We have to learn where all your shit goes.
Why are you going to Discord?
Be a good idea.
Because it's where I posted the information.
Oh, did you?
Pardon us. We'll do a little cut.
Yeah.
And we're back. That was a quick cut.
Yeah.
Yes. So they
you
make
said it confirmed stuff.
Yes,
and
they make saving throws.
Yeah,
so
there's no point in looking for a book and then having them listen to that.
Yes.
We can just cut like that. Yep. Okay. So both of them have to make a saving throw. What is the DC on that saving throw?
The DC is that plus my proficiency. My proficiency is
bump. Bum, ba-dum, bum,
okay, so the DC is 15.
It is 15? Okay, so the spider itself that is currently, winding up more... The spider takes damage as you almost directly hit it on him, and the skeleton manages to actually slide down the hill that he was on, because he rolled 19. So roll damage for the spider. This guy's now here.
Okay, he takes 3 damage.
He takes 3 damage, okay. Is he now considered, on fire, or is it just, like...
No, just damage immediate. And then I'm going to use...
Mm-hmm. How much damage did you do to the skeleton again? Was it, 5? Okay.
I'm going to use my bonus action to do nimble escape.
Nimble escape? Alrighty. So, then that's just, now...
Just whoop! That just hides. It just hides with anywhere within my radius.
You can hide here to make a stealth check, because there's a edge there. The skeletons are currently over there. So go over here and then roll a stealth check.
Sure.
Elliot, get ready to do your turn next.
21 for stealth check.
All right. To the best of your knowledge, they don't see you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, to the best of your knowledge, you think you're fairly well hidden, especially with it being almost completely black.
Good.
Okay, Elliot, now it is... No, it's actually the spider's turn, because you went before the spider.
Fuck off.
Okay, the spider... taking damage is now going to try and web you again. Actually, no, he doesn't know where you went. So he's going to actually just come down here. And he rolled really bad on that. So, yeah. So as he, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw as he's going to try and web you now. As he comes down the ridge on fire, trying to find Josiah, or Winx. And then ends up, okay, there's this core tall motherfucker. I'm trying to get him.
There's this tall, big
so
arm,
there's 36
wood arm,
throw.
Pussy.
What arm, pussy?
Bump.
11.
Okay, so as you're running towards and you shot your Eldritch Blast, and you look over and see the spider shoot a web at you, it takes your blade and, webs your blade, but you manage to, wrap your blade around and cut the web. So you're fine from that. And the spider is going to start moving... to where he thinks Winx is. Alrighty. It is now Elliot's turn.
Cool.
What do you want to do?
So...
as you're hanging on to 50 feet of rope.
So I didn't climb it.
You haven't climbed it yet. You're holding on to it, and then initiative started. So okay. Now you're watching the chaos, and you're like, at that same time, what are you doing?
I'm climbing it.
Okay. So you just want to climb up the 50 feet of rope?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you climb it, you get to the top. Arc yourself up and kind of pull on the arrow itself. Thankfully, the arrow didn't come out because I had to roll for that. And
kill
if it did, I could grab the legend.
Yeah. So as you get to the top, you then see the kind of... It's kind of like there's a spotlight on it, but it comes from nowhere. Yeah. So it's like, you know...
So just me all the time.
Yeah, there's a spotlight that's on the chest, and you don't know where it's coming from. There's no hole in the ceiling. It's just a spotlight kind of on it. And the gold bars kind of lock it and seal and kind of shimmer as it goes around, kind of seeming as a magical source. That's all you can really tell. What do you want to do?
want to open the chest.
Want to try and open the chest? Okay, as you go to open the chest, you fucking die. No, I'm kidding. No. it is... You go to open it, and... Well, first off, the side that you're on is the opposite side. So, like, you're opening... you start opening from the wrong side, so if you go around, there's two locks on it that are, like, coded locks. Not, like, pick locks. So, like...
They're like
a symbol. A symbol lock that you can twist. They're not like that. Yeah, they're not, like, a key lock. They're, like, you can twist it, and there's, like, four... It's a circle that's cut in four, and each part of the circle has a rune on it. So think of it as like a modern day pin card, like pin lock kind of thing. But then there's two of them.
Is there any way for me to like hit the lock with a rock and break it open?
You can try. There's lots of rubble around the chest.
Right, I'm gonna.
You do have.
So you can roll
16 chances to get the correct code.
That's true, actually. Yeah, I'll just... you know what? Before I break the lock, I'm going to try to open it.
Okay.
I'll just roll...
Yeah, that'd be roll an intelligence check.
Oh, intelligence?
Yeah.
I have -8.
Never mind.
But you get from being a shit-faced alcoholic.
Yeah, no, I'll just smash it. I'll go find the biggest rock.
So, yeah. So, the camera goes to you looking at the locks, doing, like, the really thinking face, and all the numbers flash by you, and then it cuts to the rock. Roll a strength check.
Right, what's my strength modifier?
Yeah, it's just him picking up this rock. Like, him really thinking about it, and then he thinks about the rock.
It's an 8.
Huh. So you go to bash it against it, and it doesn't really give. It's just more of a...
Elliot is not very strong.
Yeah. Alrighty. So that's your action. Is there anything else you want to do? Like, you can also use a free action to say something. If you want.
Could I shout down to my boys and just be like, hey guys, there's locks on it.
Alright.
And I'll be like, why, I would have never fucking guessed dipshit's chest.
Okay, moving on.
Thanks for the help.
Is the skeleton's turn.
Fuck.
Hello?
And we are back.
Man, sorry, my house started burning down. There was screaming children, and we had to go into a fight with some...
Polar bears.
It's
Minnesota. What do you expect?
Vietnamese polar bears.
Vietnamese polar bears.
All right, let's continue.
Okay, so, let's see. Yeah, skeletons turns now. And the skeletons, I imagine if they had voices, they'd be going like, hey, it's those fuckboys, get them!
Yeah.
And they're rolling to shoot at you. So, does a 12 hit?
12?
Yeah, 12 beat your AC.
A 12.
Does it not hit?
Oh, shit! It does not. You are not the father.
I'm looking at my armor class, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It only
misses
one.
By one. So, yeah, you see an arrow fueled by you, and you kind of already cutting the web, kind of bring it back, and, not cut it in half, but, like, bring it back to fight and realize you just knocked an arrow away from your face. So that's pretty cool. The other skeleton's gonna attempt to look for Winx, who's been hiding, and fails and uses an entire action doing so.
Wait, is the other skeleton just a ton of bones on the floor now?
No, there's no dead skeleton. There's two skeletons in there.
Yeah, one of them is missing their torso.
That's pointless. So now it's Reynolds' turn, as he slowly floats to the ground and lands. He's gonna let's see where he is. He's gonna go and
he's nowhere near anyone.
Yeah. He is simply going to use his action to throw. 5, 10, 15, 20, 23. Yeah, he's gonna throw one of the many javelins he has on his back. Because all fighter paladins have them, I guess. No. What's the other spell? No, I'm trying to think. I wanted to do a range thing. Spell, cleric spell, or not paladin spell.
I don't know.
Detect good and evil. I don't know.
No, he's gonna. That's all you did. You got to
sniff the air.
Yes.
That's
no,
all
he's
you
gonna
ever
throw.
Do.
He's
hey,
gonna simply throw a
javelin. Sniff things.
Evil.
Okay. And we're gonna try and hit the skeleton that you already semi. Fucked up?
This boy.
No, you're gonna, yeah, the other one, because you fucked up that guy. And he's gonna yeet it, and he's gonna miss. Because why the fuck not? So he throws the javelin long as he lands, and it kind of arcs past, and the skeleton looks over, and then he is now proceeding to try and get to where the rope is. And so he's moving over here, and he's gonna do a running start to try and climb up the wall a bit, and then grab the bit of rope that's there. Which, oh, I know. Okay, I know what he's gonna do.
Wait, who's trying to
climb? Reynold. Reynold is trying to help you out.
Oh,
because he still has like.
Don't worry, it's not the demon.
He's a
strong boy.
Yeah, he has. He also has Featherfall on, so he can kind of like push himself up and then slowly fall a bit, and then push himself up and slowly fall. Okay, it is now Kor's turn again. Kor, what would you like to do? Oh, and also you moved up to where Josiah was, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a spider near you, and there's two skeletons.
I'm gonna take out the spider with the little bit of.
Okay. Roll your d20 and add your sword.
Sword. Yeah.
It's a plus something. I don't know. Wait, what is it? No, it's a. Do you add anything to your attack? I can't remember.
I don't know what you mean by add anything by attack.
Is there any plus to your attack?
Yeah, like does it say
plus dexterity, plus this, plus that?
It's plus. What am I looking at?
Yeah, when you your weapon. In your weapon. It's okay. It's a learning experience. Bum. You stop playing Race to Death for 5 seconds. Put it down. Put the base down.
Put the fucking thing down.
Put the base down.
Why are we screaming?
Because you didn't put the base down.
Because I'm a racist, Dad.
Put the base down.
Just because you get promoted by Bleach the Soul Patch doesn't mean you can advertise their music in our campaign.
Okay. Wait, look,
why not, bro?
All right, what's
I mean, unless they want
it's mutually,
to.
It's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, sponsorship, wink, wink. So just roll. Just roll for it. Just roll to hit him.
D20.
Okay.
15.
15 does hit. 15. Roll for damage on your boy.
It's D6.
It says there. It's a slashing damage, and it does a certain amount of damage.
Look in the parentheses.
Yeah.
D10.
Yeah, roll that D10, and then it should be a plus, or it's just a D10.
No, D10.
Yeah, that's D10.
20.
Yeah, D. What? 20 damage? Or like so
oh,
2 damage?
No. Other. Yeah, two damage.
Yeah, so 2 damage. Okay, so 2 damage to that boy. As you kind of like cut across,
yeah, cheese down 20 damage.
Yeah, you do a little shit.
I just do 90 damage.
I just do.
Cheese one tap like a third grader.
like a third grader in college.
That's effed up.
Alrighty. Would you like to do anything else? You have a bonus action and you have movement. If you move out of range with the spider, it gets an attack of opportunity. Try and hit you as you run like a coward.
Bitch.
Can I backflip out of there?
You can. You can do a fashionable disengage with movement. I'd have.
Okay. Yeah.
If you want to, I'll have you roll an acrobatics check if you want to backflip to disengage as a movement. I'll say it gets an attack of opportunity, but it gets one at disadvantage because you're backflipping.
I enjoy the thought of you black back. Do backflipping and like
nine?
doing the thing all children like don't want to do when they backflip on a trampoline, which is just fucking land on their head and touch the top of their head.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. So thankfully, you backflipping out of the way as the spider tries to attack you as you go. you are now on the ground, so you did stick the landing, but the spider managed to. Like, as you attacked it, you managed to, like, kick it in the face.
That's fucked.
It was going to do a natural 20, and then ended up doing a 9 because of the disadvantage. So you're fine. So you are now prone on the ground.
Oh, shit.
So he's... Alrighty. So it's now the spider's turn.
No, it's not. It's my turn.
You're before the wing. Yeah.
All
I
right,
written
so
this way.
I'm
you're
going
first.
To do I'm sneak attack.
That. Sneak attack, okay, because you are snuck. You're snucky sneak.
I'm a sneak attack the spider. I'm going to shoot it in the face.
Fuck it up! Okay. Roll sneak attack damage. I think you roll with advantage because you're sneak.
18.
All right, 18. That hits. roll for damage. So roll for sneak attack damage, which I don't know. You know sneak attack.
I'm using crossbow to just kind of...
Yeah. There's when you're sneak attacking, you do extra damage, and I can't remember how. That's a rogue thing, and I'm not a rogue.
I have a feeling it's plus your stealth.
Probably.
That makes sense.
I mean, wait, do you have...
Yeah, I can look it up,
does
but
he like sneak?
He's technically a rogue.
No. When you're when you're hidden, you can do sneak attack.
Well, then you don't do sneak attack damage,
do you?
No, but you do like a, it's considered a sneak attack because you're hidden.
Yeah, this is where you get yelled at in the comments, like you dumb beans.
Hey,
you
sneak attack! You're hidden. That's
hey, you know what? If anyone calls me a dumb
bean, I'm
gonna fucking
swear.
I will fuck your shit. I will fucking eat your ass.
Hey, language.
So I'm technically considering you a rogue until we get like, because you don't get your for the moment because you're an alchemist, but with rogue tendencies. I'm giving you sneak attack so you can roll an extra d6.
An extra
d6.
Okay.
Because until we get officials on the potion boy, which I love and I'm totally supporting. You get sneak attack roll.
Nine
damage to the boy. Okay, so as the spider is coming, like, Core looks up after getting his face kind of cemented against the ground, you see the spiders with, like, its fangs up kind of rearing back to, like, bite and sink into your neck. As his eyes go dark and an arrow pierces out through his mouth as he then collapses to the ground.
And he is dead.
On top of Core.
That is absolutely fucking repulsive.
Fuck you.
There's a spider covering your head.
It's oozing onto your face.
You have quarter cover now because of the spider corpse.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Alrighty. It's now Elliot's turn.
What you gotta do.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's punch the
So you're sitting there
songs.
With a rock.
I have a,
you're with
I
a
actually,
rock in a hard spot.
I do have a crowbar. Because I did say I use my crowbar to zip line.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a crowbar because you're
So I will put the crowbar in the thing
and wedge it, okay?
And then just like
okay, roll a strength check if you're just gonna pure muscle it, like bum bum bum.
That's a natural one.
So you go and you like wedge it in there and you think you're pretty secure. So you go to the point where you put all your strength on it. And you kind of like even jump a bit to sit down, like to like push it down. And
my weight's not enough.
Yeah, and it's not enough. And you're like you're standing on top of the crowbar, kind of jumping on it for a minute, and it doesn't move at all. The crowbar does bend just a slight bit, so it's not broken. It's just kind of bent, so it still works fine. It's just like you kind of bend it down.
I think I might just give up on these strength checks eventually. Maybe I should use a different d20. This one's not really
okay.
Use
a
tiny one.
I might change to the tiny one.
So, Ellie's just sitting there like, kind of like bashing it with rocks
the
and like
moron.
Jumping on it and stuff. Okay, it's now the skeleton's turn.
We have spent this much time. All we want are riches and bitches. Can we please?
Watch there be
I'm
a bitch
trying to get
riches.
The riches.
Okay. That's what you guys yell at each other as they then pans over to the skeletons, who then are going to...
Would you like a sip of toothpicks?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh,
toothpicks.
I just say you ended your turn. Did you want to... What was your action? Just to shoot him?
Just shoot him.
That was it? Okay. You can re-hide? Like, re-stealth?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'll head over to... See how far.
Okay, I just want to know because. Yeah.
Oh, you don't over
to here. Because you guys slid down and ran, you got a pretty good distance close to it.
I will personally, Winx will head over towards where Elliot is as he's being a wimpy pussy bitch trying to open up the chest.
One of the skeletons sees you running not the one that is was near the spider, the other one that Core hadn't hit. And that the javelin kind of flew past. So as he's looking over to where Reynolds is kind of climbing up, he sees you dart over towards him, tries to take a shot at you, and he got a 6.
Didn't hit.
Nope. So just and kind of sticks off the stone near you.
Is there any reaction I can do? Can do a reaction to find that arrow and just, hello, thank you for the arrow.
As considering it hit the stone and it, yeah, you can just pick it up as a reaction.
I'll pick it up as a reaction.
So as you're running, you kind of like, and then you just like grab it off the ground.
Then I'll turn around, face skeleton. Fuck you,
fuck you,
and then walk away.
All right, the skeleton seems kind of
like
defeated.
Star Lord from Infinity War. How he just like gone into the
yeah, he goes into the portal.
Literally. I'll do that.
All right, it is now the other skeleton's turn, which is still kind of in a fight with Yeah, who was in a fight with you.
Thank you all for fucking ditching me.
He has kind of double disadvantage. I think no, he's disadvantage, and then you have a, like, quarter cover because of the spider corpse that's on you. So,
don't look at me like that.
Okay. Does an 11?
Don't stop.
Does an 11 hit you?
No.
Okay, so as you're sitting there, and this kind of ooze kind of dripping down your neck, you hear a thud. Actually, no, it's just one because you can't really shoot that much.
Yeah.
So I'll say it's two because you can use a bonus action to shoot two. But you feel like a thuds against the spider as it pans up, and there's like the skeleton's like wailing arrows into the spider trying to hit you. Okay. It's now Reynolds' turn, who is now going to try and jump or, like, kind of pole vault. He's going to do an acrobatics and try and get up to the 50 feet of rope from 100 feet. And the only reason he can is because Featherfall.
Featherfall, yeah.
Which kind of gives him an opportunity to do so. Okay. And then... Okay, so both... okay, so... him first pushing up, he manages to get and grab a hold of the stone before then actually thrusting himself up and getting a natural 20. and with the almost weightlessness
with
of
the power of Zeus!
Yeah, with how like Featherfall works and how it's almost like he's in space. Almost. He's able to like use the pull vault to get momentum and then grab the stone and yeet himself up there. So he is now up there and at the very base of the rope.
Ah, okay.
Now. Okay. It's now Kor's turn. Kor's turn.
Kor's
your turn.
Beep, beep.
Kor, what would you like to do?
I like to fuck that skill.
Okay, you can certainly fuck this up.
No.
This is wrong campaign, dude. charismatic boys are the best. Okay.
I'll use another Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Are you going to, like, stay behind the spider and use it as cover?
You should use it as cover. I'll use
the spider as a shield.
As a shield.
That is so gross.
I wrapped the legs around
No, no, no. Yeah, no. So, like, as a spider die, you know how spiders die? They kind of, like, curl up their legs.
Yeah.
So the legs are already, like, stiffened like that. So
that is
so disgusting.
Oh,
God. So he puts his arms through the eight legs and kind of has, like, the arrow kind of sticking out near the head.
New weapon unlocked, spider shield.
Spider shield. It's not the best. It doesn't really help
Spidey
at all.
Spidey shield.
So he has a shield.
And it's big enough to give him quarter cover. That helps out.
Right? Yeah. So it's kind of like, you can't lift it up with ease. It's kind of like you angle it to where it's more of a shield, and then you cast your Eldritch Blast from your sword.
Yeah.
Okay, so roll to hit that.
17.
17 hits him. Yeah, roll for damage on that boy. It's a D10.
And he's hitting. He now has the spider here, and he's hitting
one. He's using it as like a
as a nasty ass shield.
And six damage. Okay. This is the one that you hit earlier. Okay. So yeah, that guy fucking dies.
Here, let me see your phone again, Patrick.
So,
keep going.
Yeah. So. As he is like continuously shooting in, he doesn't know what to do. Where the spider that he like joined forces with to kill anyone is now being used as a shield, and he's continuously trying to shoot you, but it's just like a thud, thud, thud. And then you kind of like whip your sword around and yeet out the Eldritch Blast from the end of your sword, and it goes spiraling through and kind of hits him not in the head, but in like the upper chest. So like his head goes flying, his arms go flying. And it's kind of like a poof. Think of it like as on a xylophone, but like they hit everything at once and they all go flying in different ways. Like, ah, get you, He-Man, is what he would say if he could talk.
As the skull
flies away. Yeah. Alrighty. It is now Winx's turn. Winx, what would you like to do as you're running towards with a new arrow? The big thunk.
Big thunk, because I would like to.
I would like to rage.
I'll cast Fury of the Small.
Fury of the Small?
Which I believe that...
You add that on to an attack of yours.
Yes.
So when you hit
an
attack, you can then add that on to do more damage. Which is kind of cool, because you can like, oh, that didn't kill him? Okay, Fury of the Small.
And then add that on.
Okay. I'm going to get to him.
Oh, you're running back?
I'm going to run back to this Scalabro.
Oh, that's the one that's fucked up. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one on that ridge...
This one already?
I thought it was the one that's gone.
Oh, well, the other one was one that you're damaging from earlier.
Yeah,
and that's
damaging
the
same one from
the other. Yeah, so that one. No, the other one, I guess, yeah, the, that one is blew up.
This one's dead.
Yeah,
this
that one's dead.
Dead.
That, the one that's near Kor is the one that got the javelin thrown near him. So that's the one that Kor, I guess, didn't see. Oh, but by the way, you have a plus one at the moment to your AC because of the spire. I'm giving you that. So your armor class has a plus
okay,
one. So whatever it is, yeah. So you're able to hit with it. You're able to be in range with your.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go here, and I'm gonna get the attention of the skeleton.
That guy hasn't really been damaged, has he? That skeleton.
He has been.
By who?
I haven't known.
No.
Because he yeeted it out of my fire. That's right.
Yeah, and the jet. Yeah, no, that's the other one.
Oh.
The other one has taken almost every kind of damage.
Okay, so I'm gonna yell at the skeleton.
Fuck you.
No, I'm gonna say, hey! And he's gonna like, little jaw jatter.
Yeah, there's the whole little rattle as he's like looks over at you. Okay.
And I'm gonna say, what instrument does a skeleton play? And then you say it. Say it. Alex, say it.
You mean Kor say it?
No, Kor. So Kor is gonna say, yell it. And I want you to yell it.
The bongos.
No, yell it.
You can't play a trombone at the skeleton. We went through this.
No, I know, but still say it.
Fine. Fucking trombone.
No, the bongos, you fucking. I turn them and I fire off an arrow.
Okay, roll to hit that. That's a two-part. So, like, you whip, explode that one.
24.
24 to hit him?
24 to fucking hit him.
Roll damage. It wouldn't be sneak attack, but you can add Fury of the Small. Is it an extra two?
It's extra two, yeah.
Okay. I rolled to hit that boy.
Fucking.
Hello?
I'm good.
Hello? How much damage?
13 damage.
13 damage.
I rolled 1d8, got an 8. It's plus 3.
Plus 3. Okay.
11.
Yeah, with Fury the Small? Yeah.
Fury the Small.
So they have 11. So you fucking. With one arrow, he kind of looks over and then looks back. And then as he's looking back, you hit. Like, you know, he's looking back and you are at such an angle where you hit the bottom of his jaw and it pierces the top and takes his head, like, kind of soars past and goes flying over, like, over into the abyss.
Oh, by the way, I used the arrow that he shot at me.
Yes. Okay, so.
Return to sender.
Return to sender.
Yeah, so the old whittled bone arrow that are usually ineffective and are, like, you know, made by old, like, adventurers and stuff,
right,
comes ineffective as it's used against this one person that it was meant to.
Right.
The irony in that sentence. I love
that. You became the one thing you sought out to destroy.
Well, no, but that's weird. But you fucking killed him. I guess that's everyone, yeah. So everyone is dead.
Everyone's dead.
Fucking dead.
And it kind of goes, it doesn't go silent right away, as there is, like, bones that kind of, like, fall into the abyss in various places, and the last thing you hear is the skull kind of, like, shatter very far away.
Aw, damn it, I wanted to get that skull.
No, it went, like, soaring kind of thing. Alrighty, so as it goes quiet, what would you guys like to do? As you were still...
Drop the fucking spider shield, please.
What?
Okay, so can I just...
You were also covered in, like, kind of green blood. Okay.
I'll turn to Cornel and say, you're fucking repulsive, stay away from me.
Can I try to unlock the thing now?
Yeah, you can try to unlock it. Roll an intelligence check.
Dumbass.
As a Reynolds.
That's a three. Fuck.
you press a button. Does nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go back to using the crowbar then.
Okay. So as you're climbing up, Reynolds gets to the top and kind of puts his halberd, like, you know, horizontal, and kind of lifts himself up. Ugh. What's going on?
Well, I'm having a bit of trouble getting this open. I'm not smart enough to get the lock open, and I'm not strong enough to pop it off.
Oh, okay. Here, well, we don't need to open it. We can bring the chest itself. And then he kind of, like, starts to pick it up and realizes it's kind of, like, the stone at the corners have kind of, like, and, like, kind of melded, almost. It's really weird.
Melted.
No, they'll meld it. Like the wood kind of goes out into the stone frame, and the stone frame kind of goes and meshes into the wood.
So it's like going into each other.
Yeah, they have like almost infused into each other.
I have a feeling we're gonna have to open this chest.
Yeah.
Look, Reynolds, how smart are you?
I'm pretty smart here. Let me take a look at it.
Look at this big cock, man.
Yeah.
What's your intelligence modifier?
What is your intelligence modifier?
It's enough. So be a rolling an 18 plus 2. Which is a modifier, if you must know. He goes and He looks it over and kind of goes from one to the other one, and then at the same time kind of thing.
He does both of them?
No, like, he is one, and then tries the same one on the other one. And
that
they, you know, and then tries a different one together, and they both, like, the rune on them kind of fades, and, the, like, they turn 90 degrees, like,
then so they both open.
Yeah, they both open.
I was going to use the crowbar again.
You needed-
I was completely useless this entire time. I feel like...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'll hurry up and yeet over to where they are.
All right, I'll need you to roll, like, to get up there, because it is 100
I have claws.
Feet. So, yeah, roll, that'd be just acrobatics?
No, agility. What's the one? I don't have my sheet.
Is it acrobatics? Is it
it'd be, so athletics? Yeah, it'd be athletics is the one.
Okay, I rolled 16 then.
Okay, 16. Yeah, 16, right? Yeah, so using your claws, you kind of slower than him, just...
This is painful.
Because you can't, and sometimes you have to, like, kind of bash your hand into there to get... to, like, it's kind of like, you're definitely rock climbing right now, but you're using your claws to kind of, like, stick to the... not really stick, but, like... scrape them in almost like picks. They're really shitty.
Okay.
So,
and then when I get to the top, I'll be like, my fucking nails are broken. Look what you did.
Okay,
you didn't have to come up here.
Cor- I saw a glowing light. That means good.
Yeah. Which means you don't need to come up here.
there is no, as you open the chest, there's the kind of shimmer doesn't dissipate, but the gold bands kind of like fade into like a dull, like actual gold metallic color. Cor, what are you doing right now? Right now, you're still at the bottom, like,
yeah,
admiring your spider shield.
Well, first off, I'm gonna drop the fucking spider shield and
okay,
wipe off.
You have to actually, like, you can't like slide it off because it's kind of like latched and really
that
like,
is so disgusting.
You know how yeah, spider legs like kind of like tense up really much, so you kind of have to like break the legs to take it off, and it's a really big spider. Not like the size of this
tower
table.
Shield, essentially.
Almost a tower shield, but round.
Okay.
More or less, because it's a bigger spider. Rounder shield. Yeah. Whoa. So yeah, you take it off and like slam it to the ground, and you're like, there's a bunch of ooze all over you, all over your forearm. It's
spider jizz.
No spider blood.
Wait. Question.
What?
Okay. So, my guess, I'm using my right hand, which is the hand that has Thorn in his dominant hand.
Yeah.
Is my human hand.
Yes. So, you put your spider hand around your wood.
The magic hand.
Yeah.
Hold on.
How
does that ooze?
On the bits of wood that make up your hand, they kind of have stained bits of green blood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah.
All right, cool. All
right. Okay.
I want to grab whatever's in the
You
want to
grab inside? Well, Randall already opening it has grabbed, well, actually, no, there's a few things in there. There's a small pouch. There is a few silver, no, a lot of silver, some gold pieces, and various amounts of treasure in there. There's a small, like, circular metal, container. And it has a handle on the top, almost like it's like a lantern kind of thing. So like it's a metal frame with like glass, and it has a handle on it.
I call the lantern.
There's more. So no, there's what else is there? There's also a few vials that have that are bigger, almost like a greater healing potion or something. Oh, with a real gold metal bar around, or gold
Dibs.
Bar around them.
You get that.
What else is there? I have a list of other stuff. No, there is also some really nice, like kind of in the centerpiece, there's some really nice gloves that have this arcane like webbing to them.
Okay, I want to take the gloves and the treasure, and I just leave the rest for everybody else.
Okay, so you take gloves. You can add So how much you can add 50 silver and 5 gold, which ends up being the same amount of gold. So regardless, Renanold is gonna take the small pouch because that's everyone else is grabbing things. He takes the generic pouch and identifies it because he's like, the only thing we're supposed to require is this book. I guess that's in the chest. I mean, there's also sorry, I was gonna say that, but it's underneath all the gold. So what is everyone taking?
I am taking the lantern, which I'm assuming is a magic lantern.
It might be. Yeah.
I'll take the lantern.
Okay, take the lantern.
Take the potions.
Okay, you can add two greater healing potions. This is rare, which you shouldn't be getting, but you're getting them because greater healing potions are really powerful. So you're taking the ocean lantern.
Oh, the ocean lantern.
It's called an ocean lantern.
Right,
you can add that to your inventory somewhere just for knowledge. And you're taking the gloves and coin.
Yeah.
You guys can also take coin.
And like you said there was like treasure in there too?
Yeah, but there's like coins.
Okay.
Like a lot of silver
so
and gold.
Yeah.
So
take
add
the gloves and the coins.
Okay, so you can add claw like webbed claw gloves here.
Webbed claw gloves.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so as everyone is like going through and kind of like stuffing their pockets with gold, besides for Reynolds, who doesn't steal or take gold for himself, because he's a paladin. Paladins are weird.
My paladin's a bitch.
Yeah.
Not the one I have for this.
Fucking nerd.
No, but there's a what? I'll add it as an official item later. You can just add it, something so you remember.
Okay.
So there is this like big tome at the bottom that has like this leather covering. And it's like, okay, this is all we truly need to bring back. The rest of it you can keep for yourselves. And he takes the book and kind of puts it in his satchel and like not in his backpack, I guess, behind him. And he, as you are all are, like he's trying to talk to you guys, but you guys are all like, I'm assuming taking the gold and.
I don't mind about the gold. I just want to take the lantern.
The lantern. You're like, ooh, shiny.
Ooh,
so,
it's shiny.
Yeah, as you hold it, the kind of grip itself seems to, you can like. It's kind of like a motorcycle handle, how, like, the top of it, where you grab it, can be, like, kind of thing.
Does it make it brighter
Does
when
it
I do that?
When you turn it, like, it ignites with a blue ocean blue.
Oh,
it kind of, like, emits a glow around
it. I like that.
Yeah, and then you can, like, dim it, turn it off. Or then there's a button that you can press. And when you press the button and rev it, it's a big flash of blue light that kind of, like...
Flashbang, boys!
Yeah.
You got a flashbang.
The nimble shit's gonna run in and just
it's a big one, so
and just keep running.
Yeah. So as everyone's admiring their stuff, Reynold opens the pouch. And he's surprised. He's surprised and you won't see what's in the pouch. And he simply is looking at it and looking what's inside. Huh. Curious.
Oh, what surprised you, you virgin bastard?
Well, I've never... Of all these things, I don't know why someone would have a deck of playing cards in here and kind of pulls one out.
Oh my fucking god, you're gonna die!
And he pulls one out and is... Huh. Weird. They're not cards that, like... They're not playing cards at all that... He stops. Mid-sentence. And this noble face that you guys have, you know, gotten to know.
In the past 2 hours.
Yeah. shifts almost immediately as this hue of his halberd and of all of his magic that you've once known from this bright, holy yellow light suddenly shifts to this dark, sinister purple.
Son of a fucking bitch.
We're gonna fight him! As he then smiles and drops the card, roll a wisdom check. Or a history check.
History, bitches! How much history?
Whichever one you decide.
I'm gonna do a wisdom check, because I have my wisdom.
To?
Yeah, you can do wisdom, because you
see... let's go! 19 plus 1, 20.
21?
Okay,
okay.
Mr. Getz, don't fail me now.
That's a 6!
6?
Fucking moron. Fucking moron.
No, that was wisdom.
Yep, 16.
Alrighty. 16. So, Josiah, as you see the card slowly fall, that's about it. And we're recommended there. No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to fuck with you guys. No. So, you see, I'm trying to find the exact card, so I know which one, because I know which one it is, I just can't, oh yeah, so this is the one, I found it. Right? Right. Yeah, so this one that you see fall from his hand, that kind of, before it hits the ground, kind of disintegrates with this weird distortion of colors. Mm. It's not really a color, it's kind of like it fizzles out of existence. Mm. The last thing you see, though, is a balance, like a scale.
Son of a bitch, it's a fucking...
And you know this, you not only know this to be from a deck of many things.
Deck of many things. He got turned evil from the deck of many fucking things.
So he pulls the card, and you know that the balance changes someone's alignment completely opposite. So this lawful good paladin is now a chaotic evil source of power, as he then takes his halberd and whips it around. And that's where we're going to pick it up next time, as it then ignites with a deep purple and says, "You are all not going anywhere."
Dragon Ball! Da-da-da-da-da. That's the end of the episode. Bye, guys.